Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. This is Eduardo, and it is Tuesday, and a nice day it is today. Kind of warm, a little overcast, but it's kind of a typical hazy kind of look, but still feels pretty good out there. How's everybody doing today? Hopefully you're getting through it. Another day, another change, right? Every day there's something a little different. It's crazy, but we'll try to make today a little better just because we're here. I just wanted to talk about, the first thing I wanted to talk about right off the bat is John Stewart. A lot of you people out there know who John Stewart is. He's an original comedian, been around for a long time, has hosted a couple of different shows, and his last actual regular incredible TV show for, I think, like 10 or 12 years, probably longer, somewhere in there on Comedy Central, was the John Stewart Show. And it's just, one of those things where, he's during all the political stuff that has been going on for so long, he was kind of like, a social program. But I would also say the way he broke down the news on The Daily Show on a daily basis was, if nothing else, was certainly comforting. And I'll talk about his new movie, which will be coming up on in the movie theaters. I believe last Friday, when I say movie theaters, I'm talking about the virtual movie theaters, and you'd be able to see it at home. Called Irresistible. Key word within that single word, irresistible, is resist. And I'm telling you what, I kind of predicted it, as I was watching it. I got completely hooked in the idea that there he is, good old John Stewart is doing it. He's finding the heart of everything, and which he did in early on in the movie. But I have to say that I was pleasantly the creative senses and awareness of movies and how they go. Took me completely by surprise in the last 15 minutes, but we'll talk about that movie soon enough. Anyway, I'm very happy to know that we have our great guest on the line with us today, and we haven't heard from her in a week or so. But here she is, Rhonda E. Good morning. Good afternoon. Must be morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
How's it going there?
It's still morning in Hawaii. Good. It's going pretty good. I'm glad to hear your voice. Just giving our listeners just a little information about a very interesting film that just got released, which
you're talking about The Irresistible.
Irresistible, yeah, and just a very, very very good movie. Like I was saying about John Stewart, the reason I think it's good is because he was really able when he had his regular show on a daily basis. He was always perfect to sift through all the junk that's out there, all the stuff that's scary, all the stuff that's optimistic, all the stuff that's that overwhelming. And in his 22 minutes every day, he made sense of so many things, and never had a real opinion on certain things. I mean, you knew what his opinion was, but he really, really is a fair and balanced, open human being who tells the truth. And he has so many great things that he's done, but probably the biggest thing he did was spearhead the 9/11 fund for firemen and police officers and workers that first line responders that were injured or were lost on the job. And he walked us through literally within a couple of weeks of 9/11 until just a few years ago, where he was able to get heavy duty, great legislation passed for all the families and all the people who were lost during 9/11. I won't be surprised if we see him on the front in the future, maybe advocating for the rights of people because of this pandemic and serious losses. But anyway, optimistic. That's why I mentioned Ruby and mentioned him, Rondi. He's a little breath of fresh air, as you are. So tell me, talk to me,
talk to
all of us. What's going on?
I'm just taking the day. It worked, and you know, just somebody had said, "How is work going?" It's like, yeah, work is good, but it's just. You know, I call it the Truman Show is what I call it. I call life kind of like the Truman Show right now, too, because it's like, didn't I just do that? Didn't I just spray down the hallway 2 days ago? Didn't I just do that? Didn't I just have that conversation with the same person at least 5 times this week? So it's kind of like the Truman episode to me. Or, oh, wait a minute, it's Tuesday. Didn't we do this last Tuesday? Didn't I do this last Tuesday? So it's kind of like, I feel like it's... I feel like it's the Truman existence right now. We're like,
totally.
Yeah.
And it's subtle because what happens is you just kind of, you wander from one Truman to the next Truman, and there's not a lot of chit-chat in between. You're just kind of rolling through, and then all of a sudden, you say exactly what you just described. Wait a minute. Wasn't I just doing that, or didn't I, you know, it's true. It's now become automatic, this time thing, this loss of time, and really where we are has become automatic now, I think, in our brains. You know, you don't even have to think about it.
To some degree it is. It's like, you know, I mean, just, I don't know. It's interesting, you know, to have this constant, you know, obviously thing that's in front of us, you know, I mean, this COVID that we're facing. And it's like, and one thing that I've noticed for me in the last probably 2 or 3 weeks is, you know, we're very busy. Work is very busy. Everything's really busy. And society's different for sure. But these masks, you know, it's like, it's so important to wear them. But I got to tell anybody who's out there listening, I'm sorry. I understand and I get it. It's like, I just feel so, what do you call it, wrapped in and placed in this place where it's like my body's going, I need more oxygen. I need more air. So I get so excited when I get off work and I can just, you know, take that cloth off my mask. I don't care if I see anybody because I'm so happy that I get to breathe in some fresh air, let the window open, whatever, and just kind of take a deep breath. I never appreciated taking a deep breath more than I do now. I mean, it's like, it's just like, give me some air, because all day long for 8 to 10 hours, you know, we're masked up. And the only time we ever take it off is when we can have a little bite to eat, in which everybody is, you know, in their own table. Nobody sits across from anybody, you know, on that level of social distancing. That's the only time we ever have the mask off. So I just want to say to anybody out there, I get it. I know it's hard. Thank you for doing it regardless. But I understand that moment when you get to, it's like taking your makeup off or your wardrobe and you just get to put your pajamas on, put your feet up, whatever. Now we just enjoy taking that deep breath.
No, you're 100% right. And you know me, I can identify with that based on my, you know, my health issue with breathing. But I hear you. And I think that, you know, right over the last couple of months or so, it's become kind of a political thing. And now all of a sudden people are realizing the importance of it. At least a lot more people are facing the music and talking about it. But it's certainly like somebody putting their hand over your mouth. You know, it's like, after a while, you forget about it. So, you know, you don't think about it sometimes, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, I got to breathe, just like you said. So, all right, so the good part is you appreciate your fresh air in your garden. So how's your garden doing, by the way? Give us an update on that.
Oh, my gosh. It's like it's gone from this little, you know, teeny little, here's your tomato plant, here's your, you know, zucchini plant, here's your cucumber plant, here's your nasturtiums. You know, and here's, you know, your flowers and all that kind of stuff. And they're just starting at that, like, oh, look at that little, look, it's starting to bud. Now they're as tall as tall can be. My tomatoes are like 7 feet tall. Seriously, they're 7 feet tall. They are huge. And my raspberry bush that I just got that maybe wasn't even more than maybe, you know, maybe 5-6 inches off the ground of dirt, being over my fence, my nasturtiums went from just a seed to almost, you know, to half of my fence now, and they completely filled the whole area up. Cucumbers and pumpkins and
nice.
Oh yeah, my, they'll have raspberries on them, but they have the raspberry plant. And
yeah, that's
I have blueberries on my blueberry plant. I have 5 blueberries. First time I've ever had blueberries on them at all. And so yeah, and everything is just, it's just my dahlias, everything, my rose bushes, all of them. They're just like, it's like somebody swung a happy pill at them. And all I did, was yeah, I mean, I'm really enjoying, I mean, amongst all of this, that's obviously not easy for everybody, I'm really enjoying, you know, watching these things grow. The only thing I'm not really excited about, which I was kind of excited about before, was my little beehive that I thought might have been a little honeybee. Come to find out it's not. It's related to the wasp bee, so I got to get rid of that. But it went from being the size of my hand, you know, like they say, have a piece of meat about the size of your palm. Well, it's gone from that to the size of my head. So it's huge. So they are out there rocking that thing. And so I've got to come up with a solution, I guess a spray or something. But I don't know that I'm necessarily going to do it because it's pretty big. So anyway, I'm going to have to call
really
an exterminator. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, worst case scenario. I was going to say we can ask our listeners if they want to write in with some ideas, but I think it sounds big enough that maybe if you want to have it removed, let somebody else do it.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably the best thing to do. You know what I mean? They're not being like aggressive at me or to the animals or anything, but I have been told by Skagit Bee here in Skagit County that, oh, you know, they were looking at a video that I sent them, and they thought they were at least 2 kinds, but they really thought they were definitely related to the wasp family. But their attitude was, you know, get it off as soon as you can, you know, and it's been there for quite a while. So it's pretty big. So anybody who tries to challenge it, I think they should probably be a professional, you know, because I think it's going to be too much for somebody like me.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good idea if you end up calling somebody and just getting an idea. Can't be that much money. But more important, it wouldn't be worth
getting. No, and I wouldn't
want to
just spray
things.
A bunch of chemicals around my animals either.
Oh, no way. You might end up pissing the bees off. I mean, you know, who knows? Just let somebody else do it. This is one of those things where it's like if you got a wild tiger in your yard and it was there, maybe you could catch it because you have a really good connection with animals. I would bring in the pros at that point. You know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think that's probably
anyway,
the best thing to do.
I think that would be a very good idea for sure. For sure.
Yeah, but otherwise, everything is definitely growing.
Good. Excellent. Well, right now, more than anything, also, your grapes, by the way. You know, I was tell us about your grapes, and then I want to tell you some information I found out.
Oh, there's not much to say about the grapes right now. They're probably not going to be ready until August, September, but they're definitely growing. The vine's growing, but it kind of is between my neighbors. It's not really my grape. It actually is extended to the other side of my neighbors, but it's been since I've been here. It's been in my yard, and it's a part of my yard, so there'll be some. As there is every year, I'm sure that this year is going to be an absolutely gorgeous, you know, amount of grapes, I'm sure. So we'll see.
Well, kind of grapes, I was looking at them, and then I started to do a little, just to try to find out, because I had, at one point, I had a couple of grape vines that were pretty good. But, you know, remember the one up on my the house I had up by the Guaymas Ferry, had some really great grape vines, and I did some research when I had those vines to find out what those grapes were and what I could do with them. The ones that you have over there are Prie Blanc. It's a Prie Blanc. It's originated in like Croatia actually. And these were planted here. A lot of the local grapes are things that have been in our area for about 50 or 60 years, somewhere around the 60s or 70s. From what this guy was telling me, and there's some Croatian families in Anacortes, you know, and the story is that somebody's great grandfather, who came here in the 40s or 50s or something, planted some of the first grapes that are pretty common to what you have and what I had at my house. So something to think about. And it's that specific grape is a specific, they make a specific wine for the Croatian region. So if you're ever interested, you can look up Croatian wine and probably get a recipe. A little bit of history there that made me realize I was thinking about grape plants the other day, and was happy to ask you about yours. And that's the history of your grapes, Croatian Prix Blanc.
Uh-huh.
And now your life has probably changed, right?
It's very much so.
Yeah, there is definitely some noise here because they're doing work outside the studio today, unfortunately. So we're going to have a little bit of beeping and moving. They got some big city bobcat type things moving gravel around and doing stuff. So they seem like they're just about done, though. So hopefully that'll quiet down. Anyway, so that's what I know. All right, so we covered your garden and we covered all that stuff. And how about what's going on in other things? Any sort of interesting information that you've accumulated over the last couple of days that you think our listeners might be interested in knowing?
Not really any information that I have that I could, not much of anything. I've just been so caught up at, work right now and stuff like that that's going on, because there's always so many changes that are happening, and we just had some more informational stuff come out, to basically just be able to prevent and make people aware about what's happening in our community. Just a lot of, I think just the thing that I noticed the most is just how people are personally in different age brackets affected by this whole ordeal. But there has been some positive where I work right now to some degree, because, there was a time frame where I think people were very uncertain about, everything. But because we've kept everything so safe and prevented anything within where I work, as a team working really hard, I think that people in the community there, which I work in, are feeling a lot more safe and are feeling a lot more like they want to get out, and do that social distancing within the community. But at the same time, get out and, share a cup of coffee, share a cup of tea by, spacing themselves far enough apart, but still enjoying the company of friends. So that's been good to see. A little bit more of that happening.
Yeah, sure has.
Nice, so and seeing people being compliant, about, the importance of safety factors, so I think it's like beating a dead horse. We've, we've just been beating it down for so long now that it's now almost, for a lot of people, it's become almost like, just the random reality. Like I said, the Truman Show, everybody's like, didn't I just do this yesterday? People are starting to become more accustomed to it. Are they liking it still? No, but they're still complaining, from some parts of it. But is there also a consensus of understanding and knowledge and awareness, probably a little more than there was? And there seems to be a little bit more of a lighter level of, humanity, of people, engaging a bit more than they were before. So that's really good to see. So,
yeah, no kidding.
Especially with everything, going on in our world, it's just really important to see that there are, avenues of people that are still, trying to behave and, be kind to their neighbor and do the right thing. So this is a good thing to see. So,
no, absolutely, 100%.
Well, encouraging, because for the kind of job that I do and work I do or whatever too, we've already got just a small minimal, time, period where people can actually, interact and be together, and when you can't be near and close to your families and other things or whatever, it's just kind of, not much to do. So one thing that we have that's happening that's really cool is, people using creativity. We have just a couple of huge walls, walkway or whatever, and we have a few people that are staying very engaged with art, and so that art is around every corner of the rooms for people to look at. So when people come out of their room, if they're having a hard day, they can look around and see all the beauty that somebody's displaying before them, you know, keeping themselves busy. So that's an encouragement too as well. So it's
yeah,
good to keep people keeping busy.
You guys used to have sometimes be able to have some entertainment there and stuff, and that must be difficult too. Not having that. You know?
Yeah, well, that's not happening. That's regardless of us. That's really not happening anywhere. But yeah, it's nice to be able to have, you know, things to do and places to go or whatever too. But right now, that's just not a common denominator for a lot of places right now.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
So,
well, you know, there's only way to look at it, any of this stuff is every one day at a time, period. That's basically it. There's no other way. Otherwise, we'll drive ourselves crazy. So that's generally, especially in that age category, where, you know, the smallest little things make them happy, which is a good thing.
Right.
You've got to keep coming up with those small little things, you know.
I think that's the thing, too, you know. I mean, for me, it's like, I mean, like I said, get excited about coming home and taking a, you know, deep breath and having, you know, just a mask off, you know, go outside and enjoy the growth and the animals and things like that, too. So that's always nice. But it's also nice to, you know, we're kind of in that place where it's like we're constantly hearing that same thing, doing that same thing. So when you get home, you're kind of excited about being home in the quiet. You know, it's not like you're saying, oh, I wish I could go shop. Oh, I wish I could go do this or do that. I think it's kind of,
right,
kind of brought my attention and awareness that I really enjoy being home.
You know, well, I'm glad that you have your dogs around you and your garden around you to kind of deprocess all that stuff. And
yep.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing. It's a very, very excellent thing. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
All right. So there's a couple of just little notations of people. The hospital right here, a couple of different hospitals, but the hospital is pretty much, and the one site that's still open at McIntyre Hall in Mount Vernon are the only places where you can actually get tested if one needs to get tested out here. Now, if you need to call the public health department if for some reason you feel like you have any symptoms or anything, or anybody around you is not feeling good or maybe not able to communicate the fact that maybe they need to be seen or get a test. And just the only thing I'm going to say about any of that right now is just there are options available, and there's all you have to do is say Skagit Valley Health Department into your phone, and it'll dial it automatically and connect you with somebody who can help you with that. If you're in the Burlington, Mount Vernon area, McIntyre Hall, and they start at 9, they end at 4, and that's for drive-through testing. It's still happening there. And if you're up in Bellingham, just contact Skagit Valley College. Or the, you know, probably best thing to do is you can go to Skagit Regional Health, and you can do the same thing, just talk that number into your phone if you have that option, or Google it, and they'll give you a number to be tested. And, how is your grocery box doing outside these days? People are using it?
Oh, yeah, it was empty a couple days ago, and I put some stuff in it, and then the very next day there was, you know, obviously some extra stuff put in, and then yesterday when I got home there was a few extra things. So yeah, people have been utilizing it by putting stuff in, so I'm not the only one utilizing it as far as putting, you know, groceries in, that kind of thing. So it's nice to see others have a place to bring stuff to.
Absolutely. Good. That's
yeah,
a good thing.
It's definitely served its purpose, that's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Great. Well, most important, that beautiful thing that you're doing over there with that. And I've noticed
yeah.
a few more here and there around town. And it's just, you know, people are going to need it. And, you know, people are hoping that certain places will open up and there'll be a little bit more work available for people that need to get back to work. there are a list of some of the jobs that are available right now. You can go to the listing in the Anacortes buy and sell under jobs available, and they have a bunch of local jobs available where you don't have to go through necessary placement service because it's a lot of steps, but they have the local listings, and there's several prep cook jobs, there's two dishwasher jobs, and there's two or three different sales jobs, as well as the Cat's Meow is looking for somebody to manage their thrift store. They just sent a little notice to the show, so get in touch with those people. Rhonda E. Anyway, well, I'm glad you have the day to yourself out there, and looking forward to hearing more of your music. And you hopefully got a song or two in you over the next couple of days.
I hope so.
Oop, she might have. There she is. Oh, okay. I thought she might have left a line. All right. Yeah. Well, I know you do. All right. And thank you for being part of the show today, everybody. There's some really, really fun stuff to look forward to on a day-to-day basis. So just hang in. Hang in for sure. All right. Play a little bit of music, and we'll be back in just a second. Richard wanted to sing some more. All right, you guys and girls and children of all ages out there, thank you for listening today. Rhonda E., I guess she's got cut off. We've been having some phone and volume issues today, so who knows? It's the world of the internet and technology, but I know that she would want me to tell you thanks for tuning in as well, and hopefully she'll be back on tomorrow's show as well, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Tonight I'll be back on the air at 10 o'clock tonight talking about satellites and sightings tonight at 4:06 in the morning, including the space station. If you're interested, tune in for that, because it's pretty fascinating. All right, see you later. colleges.